Good morning. It's 8:09 a.m. on Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. Thanks for the poke. Dan Thompson poked me. I've had a couple of people poke me in the last day or so I was reminded. And my reminder was reinforced. So here I am. I'm out, I'm walking. Post-Worldcon. Pretty much over the jet lag. I'm still tired. I haven't had enough sleep. Good morning. My ears are stuffed up. I've got that. I'm so tired, my head is bobbling, feeling. So I've got to get the sleep back under control. I've got to get a whole bunch of stuff back under control. Worldcon was... meh. I didn't get what I wanted done. The convention itself was... After the big build-up... It was not exactly... Exactly what I had in mind. Or maybe it was. We were all scattered. All the attendees were scattered across three hotels. So some of the people that I wanted to see didn't even stay in my hotel. So I only saw a few of them at the convention suite. The suite itself was not one suite, but two rooms side by side across the hall from each other. And they filled up relatively quickly. And the noise levels were just beyond my ability to cope. So as a result, I didn't even get to spend that much time talking to people. Because I couldn't hear anybody. I did get to meet Glenn Stewart and his lovely wife Jack. Merle Lafferty was there. She and Matt Wallace have, I think it's a podcast called Ditch Diggers, which won Hugo. So yay Mer, yay Matt. I wasn't there for the Hugos, I was already home. And I gave out the Hugos Sunday night and I flew home Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. I left the hotel like 11. So yeah, WorldCon next year is in Dublin. I'm not going to be sorry about missing it. I went in on Wednesday night and had a meeting all day, board meeting all day. Thursday and then Friday, an 8 o'clock business meeting with the membership for 2 hours. In the afternoon, 1 hour. What can CIFU do for you? And then that was pretty much it. So Friday, Saturday all day. Sunday. Saturday night I went out to dinner. Some of you have seen the video of Anderley and I stepping out of the hotel and immediately getting lost. Noisy morning this morning, jeez. A big crane over there, I don't know what they're doing. Oh, the noise is from the lawnmower. I thought it sounded like a lawnmower, but I didn't see it until I got around the corner. Another roof going up. Get ready, say it with me. Mark post. Ouch, that's a stone. I can feel myself grimacing, trying to keep my eyes focused. I think there may be a nap in my future today. So I'm walking along. I'm not talking because I'm thinking about the Ishmael Wong story, thinking about my Darkness Forged. I did have some time to actually sit down and noodle a little bit. And one of the problems is that I know what I want to accomplish, but I'm not sure how to get there. Roofing. Roofing is one of those interesting things. We've had an endless number of calls after the last hailstorm. And the problem I have with this is, so they're going to be in my neighborhood offering free roof inspections. But they've got a vested interest in, I think I've talked about this before, they've got a vested interest in finding damage. Keep the beat this morning. I got the metronome going at 120 and I keep drifting. So what I need to do is contact the home insurance. And see who they recommend. Good morning. There we are, making the northward turn. Going past the park now. There's cattails are matured. There's a lot of reeds down there. Those little three-wheeler motorcycle things just went by. Need a license to drive one, but I don't have to worry about two wheels. Too bad they cost as much as a car. Good morning. But anyway, Poppy is still putting out hopeful seeds. Well, blossoms, which will turn into hopeful seeds. So I have to come up with an origin story for the Chernikova. I have to do a reveal on Pip. I have to rehabilitate him. I thought I had, but I'm still getting comments about him. I need to fix that. I need to tell some of the other seeking stories. And I think that's the answer to how do I break Ishmael out? And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.